Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, PeopleStack tribe. The topic of the week is, I'm doing okay in my career. I'm coping, it's comfortable, I'm tolerating it. You're stuck in the middle. You're stuck in that middle zone. If I were to ask you, rate your career, like how do you feel about your tech career right now on a scale of 1 to 10? You're gonna say 7, 6, maybe a 5. You're stuck in that middle zone. Because if it's an 8, 9, or 10, it's awesome. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep at it. You're awesome. If you're a 1 through a 4, it's like, oh God, oh yeah, things need to change and they need to change right now. And you are already doing something to get out of that 1, 2, 3, 4 hell, career hell zone. But if you're stuck in the middle, you're stuck in the middle until you take some bold action. And like I talked about on the last episode, it's really the worst place to be is to be stuck in the middle, just I'm doing okay. To be suffering through the insidious pain of an existence where it's, I'm okay. Because you're completely unfulfilled and it's like death by a thousand paper cuts. And nobody deserves to live that kind of existence, especially if you are, and I know that all of you are because that's why you're listening, especially if you are a super smart, super motivated technical manager with tons of potential. You do not deserve to stay stuck in that middle zone, in that what I like to call the vortex of mediocrity. The vortex of mediocrity has sucked you up because it's okay. And if it's okay and you're coping, there's no real outside motivation and drive to change. So then the question becomes, how do I get out of it? How do I escape this middle zone of, yeah, it's okay? Because if we don't make a decision to change that, that's where we're going to stay stuck. We're just going to stay there year after year after year. And then you're not even going to realize that you're in this vortex anymore. And it's just going to be like, this is life. And I know that's not what you want. You don't want to continue to live a simply mediocre existence where you're constantly fearing in the back of your mind that you're going to fade away into irrelevance. Those are the things that you worry about at night as you fall asleep at night, as you wake up in the morning. Those are the fears that kind of creep up that you don't tell anybody else about. But at the front, you're like, it's okay. It's great. Oh, I'm good. I'm coping with it. It's great. I got great coping mechanisms. I know how to manage stress. No problem. I'm managing. But is managing your life, coping with your life, tolerating, being comfortable, is that really what you want? If you're here right now and you're listening, I'm going to take a not so wild guess and say that you don't want to live a life that is simply comfortable. You don't want a career where you are simply tolerating, where it's acceptable. That's acceptable. It's okay. What you want is great, amazing. You want to be an awesome technical leader who creates a massive positive impact with authenticity, with integrity, and you want to create a legacy for yourself and for your family. That's really what you want. But you're not going to be able to get there if you're stuck in, it's comfortable. Because you're comfortable. There's no really real reason to change unless you create one. So that's how you change, is to decide. I know this is going to sound stupidly simple, but this most easy button things are the things we actually do. Unless you decide, that's how you get unstuck from that middle zone of it's okay. How you get unstuck is you decide, I want to change. I am going to change. You make that firm decision, that decisive decision, that almost defiant decision of, I'm not going to stay stuck in the middle. I'm not going to settle for mediocre anymore. I deserve greatness and I'm going to change. It has to start with that decision to do it. And you know that that decision means moving out of your comfort zone. People talk about comfort in different ways, right? So comfort is a really interesting thing. We all have, by the way, a psychological need for comfort, for certainty. You know, some people call it certainty. But a need for certainty is also a need for comfort, to wrap ourselves up with, you know, the warmest hoodie that we have, to go on a vacation and lie in a hammock, to enjoy a nice meal out with family and friends, to go somewhere where everybody knows your name, you know, cue Cheers theme, right? That's comfort. And we all have a need for that. And I'm not saying don't do those things. It's not that like every single moment in your life needs to be uncomfortable. No, fill your need. Absolutely meet your need for comfort. We all have it. But what happens is sometimes, and some of you may be there right now, or perhaps you've been there before and know people who have, is, and this follows the rule of anything taken to its extreme is bad for us. You take comfort to its extreme and it's bad for us. You get too comfortable. And you just kind of breeze through life where it's okay, but you know you're capable of more, but it's okay. You're too comfortable. You're not stretching the boundaries of what you're capable of. You're not building your strength. And there's no way that you're going to make more of an impact. There's no way that you're going to up-level your skills as a leader. There's no way that you're going to stay on top of all the technological changes that are happening right now and are going to continue to happen in the next year, 5 years, 10 years. There's no way you're going to stay on top of all of that if you do not stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone. The only way to get unstuck, the only way to change, is to do at least one thing, although it's usually many things, but to do at least one thing that is uncomfortable. You have to. It's a requirement. It is a requirement for change that you do that which feels uncomfortable. Uncertain. You have to learn how to embrace uncertainty in order to make a change. And that is one of the biggest blocks that I see in, you know, for technical managers who are stuck and want to change but can't, is because they are so scared and uncomfortable and worried and fearful, scared of uncertainty. What's gonna happen? I'd rather stay in the certain present, because I have certainty right now in this present mediocrity. No, I may not be completely fulfilled. No, I may not be jumping for joy. I may not be filled with joy every single day. But at least it's certain that I know what's going to happen when I get up in the morning, when I go to work, even though I may have to tolerate some things I don't want to have to tolerate, at least I know what's going to happen. I'm going to have some good one-on-ones. I'm going to have some bad one-on-ones with my team. My boss is going to call me in and complain about how we're behind on deadline. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to feel completely frazzled. But you know what? It's fine because I'm coping with it. And, you know, my wife is there to cook dinner for me. And I don't have a ton of time to spend with my kids. But that's okay. We're coping. We spend a lot of time together on the weekends, even though I basically don't see them during the weekdays. And yeah, you know I could be doing more, but it's certain that if I just keep doing what I'm doing, I could just stay in this existence, tolerating it, coping with it. So scared of uncertainty that you will settle for this mediocre existence. I want to let you in on a little secret, which is, yes, we all have a need for comfort and certainty. Every single human does. We also all have a need for the opposite as well. Every single human being on this planet has a need, a genuine human need for uncertainty and discomfort. Everyone, yes, even you. Even you who fear uncertainty so much that you're stuck in the vortex of mediocrity. You're stuck in just kind of settling for it's okay. So what you really need to do is embrace that need. You have the need anyway. That's why I have no problem saying you need to do it, because it's a need. Embrace the uncertainty. Embrace the uncertainty of going on the job market. That's scary. I'm kind of making fun of it because sometimes we tell ourselves these stories and make it to be like this really bad, evil thing, like change. Oh gosh, I don't want change. But like, what's the potential positive payoff? What's on the other side of embracing discomfort? If you embrace that discomfort and embrace and really tap into that need for uncertainty that is there, you may just have to awaken it a little bit. You know, pour some caffeine on it and spark it up a little bit, right? Or whatever it is that's going to wake up your need for uncertainty. And remind yourself all the wonderful trips and journeys that you've taken that you've enjoyed so much. That's uncertainty. That's why we love to go on vacation. Surprises, right? Oh, I hate surprises. But you may like certain kinds of surprises, right? That's that uncertainty. Like, oh boy, those butterflies in the stomach. That's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? This is so exciting. Like the little kid, Christmas morning, right? Like that's what it is. Like that's the uncertainty. Bring more of that to your life. And what's on the other side of that? Who knows? But embrace it. Right, great, you go with the flow. So you got it. Make the decision to change and find that compelling reason to change for sure. But you also have to be ready to embrace the uncertainty of that decision and go with it. And know that you got this and that you have your resourcefulness, that you have the ability to ask for help, that you do not need to do this alone. Because here's the thing. That's the reason. That's actually the exact reason why a lot of people reach out to us for help. It's because they've made the decision. They want to make this change. They're ready to embrace the uncertainty of it. They're ready to stretch the boundaries of their comfort zone. But they want to have an expert, two experts in our case, it's Rob and I, want to have two experts in your corner guiding you through, giving you the proven strategies and systems that have worked for hundreds of other committed and decisive technical managers. That's why you hire experts, because you could do it on your own. It's an option. You could decide, you know what, I'm totally ready to embrace this uncertainty and to really be uncertain, right? I'm just going to completely do it on my own and I'm going to embrace that. Cool. Go ahead. go ahead, go on the job market, like on your own, and or try to get that promotion on your own and see what happens. Like, and I'm really saying that, right? But the question becomes, do you really want to do that? Do you want to waste time? Do you want to waste effort, energy? Do you want to waste money trying to get that promotion or land that job on your own? Or would you rather have experts in your corner who are going to give you that support, give you that accountability, and also the proven systems and strategies to win on the job market and to get that promotion? That's what this is about, and that's the question to ask, is that a lot of people seem to think that embracing uncertainty and making the decision to change means you absolutely have to do it on your own, and that's the only way to do it. No. It's like, I'm about to go out on this journey, man. I want an expert guide. There you go. There you go. And then you could stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone in a way that has more certainty, in a way that where there's less risk. You're still embracing that certainty because you're doing something that is new and different. You're taking your career to the next level, and you're taking the actions that are going to help you get your career to the next level. But you're also adding a dose of certainty to that, embracing the uncertainty by having experts in your corner, because you will have the rules and the steps and the structure to guide you during what can absolutely be an uncomfortable journey, right? So it's all about that balance, because too much of anything is bad. So if you just want to try to go out and do it on your own, that actually may be too much uncertainty for you. And then you're just going to either completely and utterly fail or just give up. And we don't want to see you do that. So if you're ready to embrace the uncertainty of taking your career to the next level, but you want experts to guide you so you can add some doses of certainty in this journey, then book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's going on in your career right now, what's working, what's not working, where you want to go. And if we can help you get there, we're going to tell you. We're going to show you how. If we can't, then we're going to guide you toward resources. We're going to share some information with you so that you can reach your career goal. So our goal for everyone who gets on the phone with us, our goal for you during this free 60-minute career strategy session is going to be to give you all the information that you're going to need so that you can make a decision about what's next for you in your career. And it's always your decision. We can't pressure or convince you. It doesn't work that way, right? We don't think of this as a pressure call or a convincing call. Oh, I'm here to convince someone to upgrade their career and claim their dream today. Like, that wouldn't work. I'm not going to beg and plead with you. Rob's not going to beg and plead with you to build your dream. Because if we want it more than you do, it's not going to work. We've built our dream. And I'm so just honored and blessed and grateful, full of joy, that Rob and I have gotten to do this, that we are living our dream life right now. And it's always about what's next, what's next, what's next, so we can always take it to the next level. Like, we already took our family and paid for a trip to Italy with our family last year. We paid for a gorgeous Airbnb right on the water for 10 of our family members over Thanksgiving. And it's like, what's next? Like, what more awesome boundary stretching experiences can we involve our family in next? Right? Like, how can we pass this on to our loved ones? Right? And we're grateful for doing this. So we're not going to beg and that we get to do this, but we're not going to beg and plead anybody to do it. It's really just about, hey, here's the information, and it's always your decision. So if you're ready to get to that next level in your career and escape the vortex of career mediocrity, it's time to book a call. thepeoplestack.com/book. So the message of the day is, in order to change, you have to decide to change in a extremely decisive way, in an extremely defiant way, and you have to be ready to embrace the uncertainty. You have to be ready to move beyond your comfort zone. Change does not happen without that, my friends. So we will. That's it for the day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.